Well, first of all, I put this bill in 7 years ago because I thought the map that Paris Glendening put out 10 years ago was abominable. And had it not been for the Court of Appeals, it crossed so many jurisdictional lines and showed such favoritism towards incumbents, it was ridiculous. The point is that politicians shouldn't be picking their voters. Voters should be picking their politicians. And this bill basically says that a legislative district shall be drawn for the purpose of favoring a – it says no legislative district shall be drawn for the purpose of favoring a political party, incumbent legislator, or member of Congress, or for the purpose of augmenting or diluting the voting strength of a language or a racial minority group. You can't put down the legislators' addresses, so you don't know where the legislators are. You have no information of previous election results, demographic information. These are map makers. These are appointees of the different parties, and I'm going to add an amendment that does include the minority party also. And the entire process is going to be run by the executive director of legislative services, which is a nonpartisan group.
Now, who would pick the members of this panel? Because right now the members of the panel are picked by the governor, the Senate president, the Speaker of the House. There are – I think there was one Republican from each chamber on that on the panel that was that just finished its work. Who would pick – those on the panel?
Well, it would still be them. They would be limited to a certain number of appointees. But the fact of the matter is that we're codifying into law that even though these appointees are here, that in law they can't favor a political party, an incumbent legislator, a member of Congress. That they can't take into account previous election results or demographic information. It's a population thing, and they have to work with map makers to do it. So, you know, is it a perfect system? No, but look, it's not going to help me because the die has been cast. But, you know, why should the Senate president have a district where he can win easily, you know, and he puts me in a district, that's 75% Republican and 25% Democrat in the new part of my district?
You told me last month that you felt that you were being punished for your independence. You still believe that?
Yeah, I think you pay a price for independence down here. I don't think this map was out to get Jim Brochin. I mean, the people who were really punished was Baltimore County. Mm-hmm. I mean, this map was all about the fact that Baltimore City lost population. And even though it lost population, it should have lost representation. And instead of losing representation, they literally stuck a finger into Dolores Kelly's district in Baltimore County and sucked 17 precincts out of there, which is more than half of her voters, and put it into a city district so they could maintain a city senator. So the premise wasn't to nail me, but I was certainly the most expendable, and I think I was because, you know, leadership isn't my boss. The people back home are my bosses, and those are the people I'm going to listen to.
Senate President Miller said today that he thought that you, Senator Kelly, some other lawmakers who are not happy with the map might challenge this in court. You're going to do that?
You know, I've certainly spoken to an attorney. As you know, 10 years ago, Glendening gerrymandered so significantly, the Court of Appeals took his map, threw it in the trash can, and drew a fair map. Certainly the people who made the map this time have less intrusion into different boundaries. Like I said, they did – Baltimore County should have picked up a half of a Senate seat. It didn't pick up anything. And certainly there may be grounds. But, you know, at the end of the day, I would be happier getting this legislation passed than taking the current map to court and not prevailing. We need to make this fairer. And right now, you know, having the Senate president's address on the map so we don't mess with his house or his favorite precincts, and then, you know, having my address on there. I mean, my district, for your listeners, the southern border mm-hmm. is the city-county line south of Towson.
Yeah, you have Green Spring all the way down to the city-county line.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and the northern border is the Pennsylvania line.
The leadership likes the current system. It protects them. Why would they consider this?
Well, it's not going to do it on its own. I mean, people have to listen and make phone calls and rise up and put political pressure on. And, you know, to ask a legislator to hurt themselves in the future, whether it's this, whether it's these ridiculous legislative scholarships that we give out, which I put in legislation to stop because legislators shouldn't be giving out these scholarships. It should be done by bureaucrats at the Maryland Higher Education Commission. You know, whether it's any of those things, it's just not legislators who are going to be able to do it because there aren't that many who believe in the causes I've told you about. It has to be getting the people behind you, and if they do, it'll pass, and if not, it won't.